transubstantiation. And that's the teaching that the Catholic priests can change the bread and wine into Jesus Christ. They believe, you know this, that little wafer, they believe that that becomes Jesus Christ himself. Oh, yes, they do. That's exactly what they teach. And that's something you need to know. And then if you don't believe that, you know, folks, there are over 100 anathemas from the Council of Trent against people who refuse to believe their teachings. And that's one of the teachings. If you don't believe that, there's a curse upon you, anathema. And as I said, the Council of Trent, ladies and gentlemen, that was instituted basically as a response to the Protestant Reformation. What did the Protestants want to do? They knew that the Church of Rome was counterfeit, and they spoke out against the false teachings. That's what they did. And what was the result? Many of them were killed, tortured. Can you imagine this? They murdered people. They burnt them at the stake, men and women, because they refused to believe that that little wafer was nothing more than a piece of bread, a symbol. And they said, anathema to you. How dare you teach that? And yet you still have that being offered up daily. As I'm speaking right now, there are Roman Catholic masses being offered up all over the world. So I'm speaking now as a former Roman Catholic, ladies and gentlemen, and you need to know that it's by believing in Jesus Christ. It's by faith. It's not by anything you eat, okay? Look at this in John 6, 32 to 35. Then Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven, but my Father giveth you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. Then said they unto him, Lord, evermore give us this bread. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. You see that, folks? It's coming to the Lord. It's coming to the Lord by faith. It's believing on him. It's not by eating him. So, you know, this is how they hold people in bondage, folks. You see? They keep you in bondage into believing that when you go to Mass, you receive that piece of bread, you're receiving Christ, and you're not. You see, so people are dying in their sins and going to hell. They were never truly saved. You know, and I would have been one of them. I came out from that system. I was dead in my sins, going to my Catholic masses, dead in my sins until I was truly born again of the Spirit, the biblical way. John 6, 40, and this is the will of him that sent me, that everyone which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day. Let's look at another teaching, purgatory. My, oh my, this is another horrendous false teaching. You know, that's what Martin Luther, you know, when he came out against people that were basically selling indulgences. My, oh my. And, you know, people would believe that their relatives were in this counterfeit place called purgatory. This place is make-believe. It does not exist. And to this day, people have Catholic masses offered up for their dead family members, mom and dad and relatives and friends. They'll get a mass card and they'll offer pay a donation and have a mass said for their relative. Hopefully that their time in purgatory would be shortened. And this still goes on, folks. As I speak, it is going on. Purgatory, nowhere to be found in the Bible. Jesus preached heaven and he preached hell. Jesus preached salvation and damnation. In fact, look at this. Look what Jesus said after he rose from the dead. Mark 16. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel. That's good news. To every creature, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. Do you find anything about going to Mass there? Go to a priest? Go to confession? You don't find any of that stuff, folks. I'm here preaching freedom to you today. I'm here preaching deliverance to you today. Come out from among them is what the Bible says. John 3:18, he that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. You see that, folks? It's faith. John 3:36, he that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. Folks, no matter who you are, You can get saved. You can be saved. Call upon the Lord for mercy. Recognize that you're a sinner. That's what repentance is about. You turn into the Lord. You're repenting. You say, Lord, I need you. Cleanse me. Forgive me. And it's by faith. You believe on a sin, you will have everlasting life. You don't have to go to a priest. You don't have to go into a confessional booth. You see, this is how they keep people bound, keep them in bondage to them.